So we're talking about an opportunity to turn some of these things around, Brent. I just like to pick on him because he bites well. He's volunteered now to wash my ship. Anything I ask. But he's also volunteered all of you to help.
Commander?
Yes, please.
Are we missing something simple on the preparedness line?
Is that a question, or are you going to tell me what it is we're missing?
Question.
If it's missing, it'll be appearing if we need it. It has been a long period of years to try to just get to the point where we can begin to get some input and some help in a major way to begin to structure some projects. So there are some things, yes, that are not available. There is nothing missing in the overall, quote, planning. Everybody may not be familiar with it, but we've covered it. Whether or not we will be able to get it done remains to be seen. And I can only tell you about that in the same sense that the master teacher said, I don't know the minute. Because this is a free will planet, maybe it will begin to swing around into a more positive direction. Maybe earth upheavals will come to the extent that there is not much to survive. Because the entire topography of the planet will change. It has over and over and over again in your past evolvement. There are too many ifs that I am not given. Because everybody has a tendency to want to know specifics. And then until time, you will go to sleep. And the time to be working on these things is right now, as if it were this afternoon. So what would you do for preparation if you knew you had a week or 2 days? Obviously, if you only had 20 minutes, you might as well go eat some more pie. But if I could get you to the point where you anticipate 20 minutes may be all you have, then you would have already been prepared. And I can't get you to stay prepared from one earthquake alert in Los Angeles to the next. So, I quit. You know what you need to do. If you don't do it, so be it. It's time for mankind to take on responsibility. We were sent to show the way and to tell how it is. We're not appreciated for either one. And therefore, ones now have to take up their own responsibility. We will continue just exactly as we are until we can't anymore. But I don't lose. And I don't have losers with me very long. Anything else? Ignoring Brent. I should tell him next August. And that way, Brent just works and works until August.
Yeah, once a year.
Commander?
Yes.
This is Les. I like to ask that in some of the writing, I have to start over.
This is Les, and I like to ask, in some of your writing, you were writing about the hundreds of thousands of animals being destroyed in Africa for their tusks. Are those animals have free will, or is it, were they committed for this to die for something like this? And also, I seem to try to understand that I have free will, but I really don't have to go along with gravity and everything else. and get along with people.
No, you don't. You just choose to do that. No, you don't have to go along with it. It's easier to go along with it than it is to struggle against it, unless you get sick and tired of being locked in by it, and then you will figure a way. So there isn't anything that isn't free will. As far as animals are concerned, they are not souled conscious beings. Don't mix up the consciousness God allows human beings into the same type of consciousness it is an animal. It is a lower type of consciousness. It is not a thinking, reasoning to the full extent of a man's capability of reason. And yet they will always choose the more proper approach to a life stream. No, these animals didn't have a choice, and I'll tell you something even worse about it with all these poachers. And I believe that if you will read the paper, I've written about this because it's very, very important. And this is something that these ones found just this last Friday with the gentleman that they met with. When you talk about poachers going in and slaying these hundreds of thousands of magnificent animals, and you're going to find the elephant, for instance, along with the whales and the dolphins, are the highest animal intelligence on your place. And to slaughter them is, in my opinion, worse than slaughtering thinking human beings in a death camp. Because the atrocity is so much more leveled on the one perpetrating it, because these thinking beings could rise up against, even in those concentration camps, look at the numbers of people that were there. They could have at almost any time, if they unified, overrun the guards. But you see, what happened was the guards were their own people. Their own people. Hear me. This is why they want to shut me up. The Holocaust did not happen as they told you. The guards were their own people. So when you get to the slaughter of animals in India, China, Africa, South America, for tusks, teeth, and for confounded aphrodisiacs that don't even work. I'm incensed. You know it's of evil. You know it's of evil if it has to do with your sexual prowess. That is simply in the mind of man. And I'm sorry, the mind of man usually rests between his legs. And I'm sick of it. Sick of it. That you cannot raise yourself above this mandatory sentence upon yourself, that you can't help it. Of course you can help it. They have told you you can't. And so when you talk about mind control, this is part of it. This is part of it. The animals had no choice. The world order, the greedy banksters of the world, set the price of ivory and these aphrodisiacs. They made a market for the parts of these wonderful, beautiful animals. So the poachers who are starving to death come in and they kill them. All right. Now, Prince Philip and his kid Charles start a grain party. They're going to go over there and get those poachers. You know what they did? They got rid of the poachers, and they got rid of them to take over the operation, and did so. more animals died to the Green Party than the poachers ever thought of. And now, in parts of southern Africa, you have a wipeout of the elephant population, while in another protected part, they're having to cull the herds. And there's not enough money to take the culls that have to be killed, because now you've destroyed your forests and the elephants are destroying their own habitat. So you've got to have money to move them. And yet the welfare state that has become the refugee population of all of Africa, they're all starving. They've all destroyed everything around them. Look at Zaire. Look at Zaire. Look at Somalia. And then go up north. Herzegovina, Bosnia. You're going to hear more about Bosnia. Why is there such a disruptive state of affairs in Bosnia? Well, Mr. Bush made a national emergency over Bosnia while he was president. And every year, it keeps rolling over. Mr. Clinton's just extends it and extends it and extends it. You have got to have murder and mayhem in Bosnia, so that the President of the United States, for all practical purposes, his advisors, can rule your world under national security. It's a tacky, tacky world. And you tell me why God should want to save it, when this is the mentality, where you slaughter off herds of his precious, precious creations to be a hot number in the hay. It's disgusting. And yet we may as well chuckle about it, because what else are you going to do? Weep? And what does weeping or chuckling do? We have to do something. Well, what can we do? Well, until we can find a way to begin to support some of our projects, not very much, except talk about it. And I think all of you are about sick of hearing me talk about it. And yet, if you don't know, there's nothing anybody can do, because nobody knows what to do. You do the wrong thing. You go out and kill your friend. And that's just the way it is. No, animals don't have free will. And when you destroy their habitat, they do what is natural. And I was writing, when we speak of what is natural, I was writing on mind control, and then these people had to get technical, and they're wrong. This man obviously is wrong. He said it is not natural for the mind to split, personalities to split. No, it is absolutely natural. And when I find a blatant error staring me in the face, I fear that if I continue on the subject, all of you are going to say, well, Commander wrote it down there, so I know it's okay. It's not okay. You have to be discerning. I try to be discerning in what I use. And if there is something really that you need as an attention grabber, I will insert something. But I am so weary. And I know that you people down in contact are so weary. Within the last couple of weeks, somebody calls because somebody had mailed them something that contact had used, and obviously you know where it came from. Did they get your permission? Well, this happened to come from Australia. And not only were they given credit, it was completely reproduced exactly as they had produced it in the paper from whence came the clippings. And that ended, you know, quicker, and this person now becomes a friend. But this is what you've got to put up with. And this is what our people have to put up with every day to get this out to you. So, yes, indeed, I look forward to some of these things being over. And when ones come to me and say, well, certainly you didn't really mean squash them. Well, I hope you're not offended, but I said squash, and I meant squash them. We're sick of it. Anybody else, please? I'm on a roll. Try me again, Brent. Try year after next. I'm getting closer. Anybody have anything you want to share with us? I would recommend a couple of books. The Franklin Affair, the Franklin Chronicles, Blood Oath, that just came to our attention from one right in here about O.J. Simpson, fills in a lot of your missing pieces. Dorma has not had a chance to do more than look at a few pictures in it, although it's been sitting there for the week, but this week she was not sitting there where it was. There are some very good pieces of literature hitting. There are also a lot of garbage articles and things, and now your internet is being flooded with totally erroneous information, and you knew it would happen. That's the only way they have of controlling the internet. So if you think you can pull something up and expect it to be gospel truth, you're wrong. Well, it may be as true as your gospels. So depending on how you feel about those, use your head. Just use your head. That's all that you need to do.
You're on.
Okay. Can you hear me, Commander?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Tommy, and I wanted to ask about the colloidals. It's kind of confusing about, you know, the different ones, just silver, gold, and what they're used for. I don't understand that.
Well, the literature is all there in the paper, at least I ask that it be, and certainly if you get it. But you will find that gold was utilized in its metallic particulate in the early ages, where syphilis was running prevalent and it was very difficult to treat it. You know, the medical profession, as late as this century, had a standing joke about 5 minutes with Venus, 5 years with Mercury. Hold it in your heart. That's the way before penicillin and antibiotics to treat syphilis, which was a venereal disease. And gold particulate was found to be very effective. Well, any of these heavy metals or precious metals in the particulate metallic flake becomes very toxic to the body. You always try to stay away from getting heavy metals into your system. But your cellular perfection cannot be without them. So if you're going to talk about a perfect cell structure or an immune system, perfect cell functioning system, you've got to have all of these things. You will find that colloidalized silver is one of the best antibiotics ever known to man. It will kill in its own right if you did nothing to it except colloidalize it. And it's an electrolysis, catalytic, it's a bother. But just silver colloid is perfectly harmless to the body cell. It will only damage the invaders. And it's a frequency set up once again. And you only need a few ions, except that you will get more particulate than that into a forced colloid suspension. Anything above a certain micron in diameter will not go into the cell, and it will settle out. So silver is a very good antibiotic. And it worked just fine until the pharmacies came along with their antibiotics. And it still works. Never quit working. You just quit getting it. But because it was so good and it was phased out, you can still go back to the utilization of it, because in 1938, I believe, you had a series of laws passed, but you could still utilize grandfathered some of these prior healing solutions. I don't know how to put this because I don't want to sound unscientific, but we are finding, and so are the physicians, the researchers, everyone, that as these microbes integrate with viruses, the frequency of those little animals is so increased, because a virus, and this is for Tom, most of you know this, in a virus, which is a crystalline structure, a long chain of crystals, where its head or its intelligence, its cap, if you will, attaches to this long string of crystals, it was originally manufactured to have a zinc molecule. So if you could knock out the zinc, it disintegrated. Well, that wasn't enough, because right away the tamperers realized, all right, it's easy to knock out the zinc, and any silver colloid will knock out the zinc. So we're not going to stay ahead of this game very long. So in their tampering, they replaced the zinc molecule with a titanium molecule, which is a very strong but very lightweight metallic molecule. Therefore, we had to raise the frequency of the silver colloid to that of gold, because gold demands or commands a higher frequency in its own structure than silver. So we could enhance it by boosting it to the frequency of gold, by integrating gold. Well, that was not enough for the flesh eaters and this sort of thing that came on in these mysteries. These are nothing but very, very ancient, very, very old organisms now integrated with viruses. So we had to up it farther with titanium. Now, that is in our Gaiacol solution, period. We just make it that way. And yes, it's the only place on the globe you can get it. It shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. And some of the diseases that hit, you might as well go straight for the copper or straight for the titanium. These are the only two that we electrolytically make using electrodes of their own substance.
I have one more question. When it comes for eye infections, I remember that from having my eyes operated on a number of times, that anything that, it, like when your eye gets infected, what to put in it, and the colloidals, I guess, could be used for that. Couldn't it? That would be safe for the eyes, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes. The only thing you might find with the eyes that might frighten you if you don't know what's happening is that the particulate sometimes will get over the iris and show on the lens, and it'll be like you are looking through polka dots. That's just the particulate, and that will only last a little while. But I think, ask Wally about this, for instance. You can dilute that oxysol, and there's anything that we offer like along those lines you can use in your eyes. With her, with a deep bronchitis that is so low in the lungs, I have had her spraying straight titanium colloid up her nose so that it disperses into the lung apparatus so that it can topically get to it. But once you have to understand the difference. Silver colloid, the oxysol and the guaiacol are both good topical antiseptics. Gold won't do much, and yet taken internally, it becomes one of the better, quote, antibiotics. But it has to merge with the cellular structure internally. So you can use guaiacol and especially the oxysol on an open wound, especially for burns. But the other things will usually, you won't even see much difference. After a while, using them in your eyes or in the nose, any mucous membrane surface, they will act as an antiseptic. And you will just notice that pink eye or any kind of irritation like that will go, will respond to it.
Commander, does guaiacol have a long shelf life? If it turns dark, can you just shake it up and go ahead on?
You don't have to shake it.
It stays good, pretty good.
Yes. You can, however, kind of watch your solutions. I can't tell you how amusing it is around Dorma's house. Your own energy will change it. We can't bring in a nice golden bottle of guaiacol into her presence. Pretty soon, you know, after she's been handling it, the bottle for a few days, it's purple. It will just change, and that's the frequency that's being picked up from her.
Commander?
Try this at home. I mean, I can't make it turn purple, probably. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, don't be surprised if you do.
Try a little Jim Beam. Or...
That's brown.
Commander?
Yes.
I was going to tell you about Tex Mars, who's got a new book out called Project Lucid, and it talks about the surveillance of just about the whole population of the world. As Lucid stands for Logic Universal Communication Intelligence Data Bank. So it's just about all hooked up, and Tex Mars is in the Air Force for quite a few years, and he was in data communications, and he taught a lot of things all over the world. So he's got this book out, and I just wanted to tell you about it.
Tex Mars damages himself. Lucid, the surveillance system, all of that's very valid. Be careful. Tex Mars is a born-again mouth. And if you're going to base your spiritual existence on what Tex Mars tells you, be very, very careful. That does not mean that the truth he brings is anything less than wonderful. So that is an excellent book.
One more thing, Commander. There's a lot of so-called solid colloids on the market. Is there any validity? Because I thought colloids would be mean suspended in liquid.
It is. Liberties are continually taken. just like they add food coloring to make silver, yellow, and that sort of thing. Because your true colloid will be a golden color. And yet it's still valid if it is totally transparent. But to please man, you know, the manufacturers think, well, I better color it a little bit. Now, there are some needs to color, and that is so you know what you're getting. We have to color aquagia blue, or you will get it mixed up with your Giandriana. And when you do, the Giandriana eats it, and it eats the blue. And in the beginning, you see, we were putting a few drops of Giandriana into the colloids. That is an ideal way to get it because it's already transferred. It's already absorbed. And yet, 2 days on the windowsill and it's transparent because the Giandriana eats the color and everything. Eats all of it. It doesn't mean that it is less valuable. It means that it's more valuable in some ways, but less topical for what you might want it for. So we had to really rethink that one. And now we just go ahead and put everything into the Giandriana because we're wanting you to take that into your systems to perfect your cellular immune system.
Does it hurt when you intermix metal colloids?
Like silver, gold, titanium?
Well, I'm going to have a little fun here. No, it doesn't hurt as far as pain. Don't mix them until you're ready to take them. When you take them into the body, just dump them in there. But it's not good to mix them because you're going to have an antagonistic reaction once they, you see, you have charged these particles. And you're going to find that if you try to mix some of them, they're going to even repel. And we're having to consider very carefully what is happening, even with the vitamin colloidalizing. Because if we use a base of, say, micro water, which is absolutely the best base for it, because you are getting a base water where you have removed the acidic part of the water, but it's charged and it's negatively charged, and it will repel the particulate. So you just work your fanny off, you know, to get the particulate flung into a suspension that's repelling it. So, it's a continual hassle, but it's worth it. Mostly, our people are well. I get some incredible feedback that I wish we could share, but it is so outrageous that we'd be hauled into court if we published all that. And my only intent is for all of you who want availability of these things to be able to have it. I think a lot of you will want to look into the product Melorim. It beats powdered milk by all measures, has a long shelf life, and you vortex it and just put a few drops of vitamin colloid in there, and you have formed a homogeneous mixture, and it's as sweet or better than milk. Chill it, it's wonderful. And it's made from whey and some other products, and absolutely digestible to people who can't handle milk. But we're a little tired. It's hard to get it all together and then get the write-ups done. Cover all the regulations that are demanded by the FDA. It's a mess. I can understand why you ones want to just throw up your hands and say, God, let it go. Well, we can't do that, can we?
Commander, this is just a comment on the effectiveness of these products. There was a lady with a baby that came to my office about 6-7 months ago, and the baby had leukemia, and she was bruised all over. She was just very apathetic, and she had been told by the doctors out west that the baby would be dying very shortly, and actually was living beyond the period. So I talked to her about the products, and she tried Gaindriana, and literally within a day the baby turned around, and you know, she's still well at this time. And she took her to physicians in Kingston, and they couldn't figure out what had happened because she had recovered. But that's just a testimonial, I think, that I'd like to share with you. Thank you.
Thank you. We need to hear it. We get so tired. I speak in behalf of everybody here. You know, we always wonder if it matters. Can it possibly be mattering? Yes, it is. I would like for somebody, in fact, to follow up with the Brown baby. Remember the Brown family? Maybe get Kathy to call. Wendell was also following that child. They didn't expect it to live past 2 days. And that's been a long time now. And I remember the grandfather sending a letter of just pure appreciation, basically to me, because he was able to hold his baby months after the doctors had pronounced that it would not make it more than a few days. And along with this comes quality of life. Always you have to consider quality of life. Anything else, or shall we go and have some quality in life?
Commander, just one little thing. I'm not sure I understood. Is colloid liquid or solid?
It's liquid. It's liquid. You can have a colloid suspension that you turn into a solid, and then I guess by the remotest stretching, you can call it a colloid because it obviously is a dispersion, which is now a thick something. But that is density. And it has to start. You have to begin to colloidalize in a liquid. It's just, that's what it is. So you're right, Les. It is a liquid. And if they do something then to bring it to a density of a solid, I don't know what they're doing. But they're probably trying to sell you a thickened product or a pill. And I just wouldn't buy it if I were you. We can start with that solid and we can turn it into a colloid easily, but I don't understand what they're saying. Now she's passing out my instructions. Al, she apologizes. She was going to bring you a couple of motion pictures that she knows you haven't seen, but she forgot them. Anyone else have any messages you would like me to disperse?
Yeah, we all love you.
Thank you. I love you too, all of you. I disperse that. I don't just love you because that becomes a trite term. I cherish you beyond what I can tell you. And when I preach to the choir, please forgive me, because it's the only platform we have. And I realize that in this room I am preaching to that choir. But our team, our crew, our friends are getting these tapes. And this is their life food. And I wish that you could share in the appreciation that comes in from out there. Even on a day when we are having a miserable go of it here, they feel a part of it if they are included in our problems as well as in our success. And they're having to do it from a great distance. I'm just humbly appreciative. And I'm so grateful to be able to share this journey with you people. We're having a ball. We just don't know enough to appreciate it for the joy it is. So thank you. And thank you for coming. And welcome to you who have not been here before. I'm sorry to have to keep it silent, but I won't jeopardize your privacy. So go in peace, go in love, and salut.